Welcome to another episode of the Lone Recruiter Podcast. I'm your host, Brett Clementson, and if you're a recruiter out on your own or just lacking general advice or mentorship, you've come to the right place. Our episodes are designed to give you the motivation, the strategies, and the support you need to become the very best lone recruiter. So join us, grab a cup of coffee, and let's take your desk to another level. Now, question for you. Are you a talent advisor? And why I ask that question is, we are recruiters. We recruit people for companies, but how often are you giving advice? And I know that you'll probably say all the time, but what I mean by advice is proper, structured, formal advice. Where this episode came from, again, probably the last one I do from Engage, Bullhorn's Engage 2024, this came up and it made me start to think, wow, like that's such a valuable piece. We've been riffing with the idea around here as well in terms of becoming a bit more advisory in what we do. But the complexity of recruiting today is through the roof, right? Quick break. We had an overwhelming response to episode 86, which was the 2024 recruitment desk planning. Now, a ton of people reached out and asked if we could help them. We can't get to everyone, but it got me thinking. I don't normally do this, but due to the response, I've decided to open up a limited amount of one-on-one coaching spots. I'm going to work with you one-on-one to create clear goals for your desk and bulletproof plan to achieve them. No more frustration at not hitting your numbers. No more self-doubt about what to do next. Just execute the plan, achieve the results you deserve. DM me, 90-day plan, and we'll send you the details. Strictly first in, best dressed. Side note, I'm so confident that you're going to love it and you're going to get value out of this that I will give you 100% money back if you think otherwise. It is back in the day, we put an ad in a newspaper and you had the CVs posted to you, literally posted to you. You walked in the morning, you had a stack of CVs, you worked through them, you called them, that was it. It was a very process-driven. Then it evolved to then, okay, well, we're just going to put on job boards now, online job boards, so digital ads. Then that got a little bit competitive, and then another job board popped up. Now you've got LinkedIn, you've got job ads there, you've got postings there, you've got so many tools. You've got then in-house tools for companies to use. TAs will advise them to do XYZ strategy. It is little wonder why a hiring manager just sits there scratching their head going, it's impossible to find people. Right? They sit there and they say, how many times have you heard, oh, we just put an ad up, it doesn't work, we need your help? All the bloody time, right? Because they don't know how to recruit. And more importantly, I think there are factors at play that they don't even understand or realize. And so the question that I want to pose to you today is, are you a talent advisor? Yes, we are recruiters and we will advise throughout that process to get an outcome. But what are you doing at the end that says, okay, client, here's my value add right now? And this is probably something you could weave into your pitch with clients when you're trying to pitch for work is, look, we'll get the job done, but what we'll actually give you at the end is not just a result. We're going to actually give you sit down half an hour and we're going to go through what was good, what was bad, what was tough, all that sort of stuff. And basically give them advice at the end so that it helps them next time they recruit. Guess what? You might be thinking, geez, why would I give them all that gold, da 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 da? Because they're not going to be able to implement that. How often do you give someone strategies, like an HR person, go and look on this database, go and do that, da, 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 and they look at you and go, that's a lot of work. It is a lot of work, okay? But I think if you can elevate yourself with your clients and say, we're going to get the job done that you're paying us to do, we're actually going to give you some advice at the end that will help you with your brand. If you can tweak a few things here, actually going to make recruiting in the future easier, holy shit, you're going to look so good in front of your eyes. So it would be things like, you know, what did the market say? If you've gone through a brief with a client and you're hearing a consistent message about their branding, oh, yeah, I wouldn't work for that brand. I've heard bad things. I've heard this. I've heard that. Understanding what have you heard and digging down. You might find it's a historical issue from 5 years ago, right? But it's still a perception in the market. So we hold on to that and we maybe make that part of our advisory piece. You know, how can we overcome this feeling that the market has around your brand? It's a legacy issue. Do we need to rebrand? Do we need to do a bit of an awareness campaign? Maybe next time we have a hiring process, we need to address that in the ads, in the brief, and we can start to turn the tide a little bit in terms of perception in the market. You know, I think that would be super valuable for clients. You know, was it, you know, I guess getting a temperature gauge, was it a positive perception? Was it negative? If it was positive, great. You know, where did the company slow the process up? Where did the company maybe endanger the process? You know, I've got a client at the moment who's a great client, number one client, but then they just have these like 3-4 week periods where they go absolute dark mode on me. I don't know where they've gone. And then they come back and go, oh yeah, there's an offer coming. Well, Jesus, mate, like all I needed was that update every week so that I could keep the candidate warm. You know, I'm not sure where they sit now. Just stuff like that. If anything was felt like friction in that process, I would highlight that and say, look, the process was great. A reminder that it's probably only, if it's 2-interview process, that's actually 2 hours of interviewing. It doesn't need to take 2 months. Okay, all that noise in between is just time. I don't really understand that. So if you can give them sort of your perception of them and what it might feel like as a candidate going through their process, that might help them next time they recruit. You know, was there a point where people go, look, I'm really excited to join, but there's a policy like a paternity leave that they don't have one. I've got clients who just have zero paternity leave policy. And the world's just so, and then on the other hand, you've got companies who would do, you know, 6 months paid leave, you know, and chalk and cheese, right? And the unfortunate reality is you get these couple of companies who do one particular policy really well and then everyone starts to want it. Doesn't matter, right? It's just about market perception, giving them some advice. You don't need to go 6 months paternity leave, but you need to have a policy, right? You need to at least have a policy that says this is where we stand on the matter. This is what you can expect if you were to come in here. You know, and then maybe just use your judgment a little bit on like where did you get the most pushback? Was it around salary? Was location an issue? Was that hard? Was it the branding as we touched on before? Just any perception you had throughout that process that people push back on, right? You know, might be recruiting for a company in Albury in the middle of nowhere. It's like, well, look, you have all these high hopes for, you know, having a process and all these candidates, but you're in Albury. Let's face it, we're not in a big capital city and the talent was just, it was not enough there. How can we get around it? Maybe we can open up to remote working next time. Maybe we could have people not office-based so much. Maybe that would widen the net if they only have to be in here a couple of days a week. So are you becoming a talent advisor? I think we know. We see this stuff with our clients all the time. We bitch and moan and whatever to our colleagues about certain companies and whatever, these frustrations. But I'd actually take them, bottle them, take them to a client, go, look, I want to give you half an hour. Now we've done the brief. Now we've closed the placement out. You've got the talent starting. Great. Part of my service is to give you a half an hour sit down to go, this was great. This was not great. This is where we can improve. This will help your brand. This is the market perception. You start doing that. Just do it once and see how powerful you become in that room. You are the expert. And it might, some of the stuff might hurt to say, but they're not hearing it. Clearly that no one's told them this before. And if you tell it to them, they will go, geez, this person is valuable. And what do you think happens next time they need to recruit? They go, oh, we can do it ourselves. You go, no, let's do it again. Can we fix these bits? Let's use our marketing to hit the entire market. Let's change the perception through this one. And it's going to just, every time we recruit, we're going to make it easier for ourselves next time. At some point, you won't need me, but you're going to need me for a bit of time. And I think you'll just keep getting business out of them. They're going to love it. They're going to get better talent every single time. And it's going to become easier and easier and easier. Before you know it, you've turned that company into an absolute powerhouse, all because of your advice. That's all I have time for you today. If you've got anything out of today's episode, like, share, subscribe. As always, have an amazing day. May all your deals and advisory services come true.